Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. I am your host, Chris Guerra, and I am joined by the ever so talented and hilarious Nikki.
Hello.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, Christopher.
Oh, hi. Nikki, I have a question for you.
Oh, yeah?
Did you feel that ground shake?
Yeah, I think there was something about an earthquake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the earthquake's probably long forgotten about by the time this episode drops. But either that or that was like just the beginning earthquake and like all of New England has broken off and fallen into the ocean. Which I hope not, because that'd make it really bad to launch the show.
Yeah.
Nobody would be watching it except for mermaids.
Yeah.
But anyways.
It's really ironic that like we had an earthquake and it was like a pretty decent one. It was a 4.8.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a total eclipse coming solar eclipse coming on Monday. So that's like what? 3 days apart from each other? 4 days apart from each other?
Well, if we get a plague of locusts, if the water...
I heard that too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it's the end times.
It's the end of the world as we know it. Now I feel fine.
Maybe we should go on our show as singers and musicians.
I mean, you can play an instrument.
I mean, kinda. Yeah, that's what we'll talk about. We'll talk about instrument. You know what? Speaking of which, I got a piano.
Piano.
From the very talented Barry Whitehouse. What a cool name that is, huh?
Sounds very dignified.
Yes. Yes, he's from the White House.
Family, anyways.
Yeah, right. but yeah, he's a talented piano player too.
Yeah, he is.
And I think we might need to get him on the show.
I agree. You know?
That's the fun part about this is just meeting all these wonderful musicians, getting to know them, listening to their music, and you know, sometimes you have people. That you wouldn't even know that they're musicians. Like, you know, a mom.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a full-time mom.
And homeschools are kids?
Homeschools are kids. A PCA part-time.
Isn't there a... What's that song? I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
It's a... What is it? Full-time mom who loves her family. And you know what I'm getting at.
Yes. Well... I'm telling you, we have...
That's the epitome of Amber.
Yes. We have the one and only Amber Shaves. And telling you, she can do it all. She's a warrior.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she really is. Yeah. And I'm telling you, she is talented. Of course, she's got talent running through her whole entire family.
Yeah, the whole bloodline.
The whole bloodline, like, it's in the genes. But guys, you are in for a treat. Like, absolutely in for a treat. So, yeah. Anyways. Anything else going on in your life?
No, just trying to get out there and check out some of these musicians out in the wild and open mics. I think I might head over to some tonight, you know, check out some people tonight. And
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I have some good news.
Mm.
We're going to have some business cards on Tuesday.
Oh, snap. So okay.
A couple of days from now. And so you're going to get your own whole box.
Oh, so, box of my very own.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And so you can use these as like ninja stars.
Yeah, oh, just do the
ding dong. Ow. Yeah. So any musician that's up on the stage is just going to all of a sudden have cards going ding, ding, ding.
You know, sticking out of their guitar cases.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Because
well, that's one way to get them on the show.
Right, exactly. It's in my eye. It's okay.
We have insurance if you come on the show.
Yeah, we have liability.
Say it happened there.
Exactly. Oh my god. Yeah. So, guys, stick around. We have a terrific show for you, and as always, we thank you for choosing your musical chairs with us. All right, guys. Here we go.
Today we're joined by Amber Chaves. Amber is a mom of four who started playing music when she was 15 until she was 18. She took a long break from it until last year. She is back gigging again, and you can find her playing in the Worcester County area at various places and open mics, and is always looking to branch out. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for joining us. This is great. We had, for everybody out there that was watching the show, we had a double recording today, and we had the honor of having you and your bro do some collaborations.
Yeah, so that was fun. Super fun.
Yeah.
It was super fun. We don't hang out enough as it is, so yeah. This was like really cool.
Oh, that's sweet. No, I really appreciate it. That'll be $29.99. I see what you did there. No, thank you for coming in and gracing us with your music. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you've been kind of out there doing music for quite a while, and then you kind of took a hiatus and did the mom thing. And now you're juggling both?
I'm trying. You know, I did start when I was about 15, and I started getting the taste of it, you know, like going to open mics with my mom and, you know, playing here and there. And then I had my first baby at 21. And that just kind of, you know, took priority.
Yep.
And then I had another baby. And then I had another baby. And then I had another baby.
Why stop at one?
Why stop at one when you could have four?
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of just what I was doing for a while. But in the past year or so, I've just realized how much I truly miss and crave playing music.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just didn't feel right.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right.
No, definitely. And I bet the kids love it now, you know.
They do.
Yeah.
They all try to jam and they play the piano and the box and the Maraca eggs and you know what I mean?
That's sweet.
It's fun.
That's sweet.
It's fun.
Well, I absolutely love, you know, what you're doing. I've seen you play out there on the road, and it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I actually did play on a road once.
Did you really?
Well, it was a sidewalk, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was super funny, actually. It was in Leominster, and it was last summer, and I had the kids with me, and it was super cool. But it was right on the sidewalk, and somebody tipped me like $100, and I don't know if they thought that maybe I was homeless because I had all the kids, and they were all dirty from playing and stuff. But I was grateful regardless.
Yeah,
but it was super.
Yeah, you know, and kids, I'm telling you, they get dirty.
They do. Yeah. They get very dirty. And I don't even know where it comes from. Like some of the dirt that they bring in, it's like, what is that?
What is it? It's kind of like a pig pen from
Charlie Brown. Like, what is in your hair right now?
Right.
That's when you just throw the whole kid in the tub.
Oh my God. Just hose them off.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we did in my day. Like, go hose off out back, you know?
Right.
Get a swig, hose off, good to go.
But that must be so cool for them to see their mom, you know, playing the music and you know, performing.
I think they like it. You know, I try to play at places where I can take them to. You know, my husband tags along and they all watch and hang out. And so I think it's nice, you know, to have that kind of family interaction.
Nice. Well, we're glad that you're back to playing some music.
It feels good. You know, feels good.
Yeah, because it definitely adds, music just adds a lot of happiness and joy to so many people, and I'm sure it's also really fun for you, and you know, brings joy to or a little extra fulfillment to an already fulfilling life.
Definitely, you know, kids love music.
Yeah,
one of my favorite things about playing is, you know, like when there's kids there, I try to get them involved. You know, I have whole bag of eggs. You know, I do. I keep like a couple of them, and I love the kids to come up and just like feel part of the band. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool.
And it just brings them so much joy, and they just love it. And it sparks like a tiny little flame. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I send the eggs home sometimes, and they're like, "Mom, look what I got!" You know?
Oh, that's sweet.
So I just love that.
That's cool. I know, and like, it's those moments that really kind of highlight the reason why, you know, we're doing all this music stuff. And you know, so for those special moments.
You exactly. Know? Yeah. You know, that's part of it. That's most of it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of special moments, let's make a new one.
Where are you going with this, Christopher?
I'm trying this segue thing. I'm really bad at it.
Get a helmet.
So the last helmet I had a slot in the front so that people could donate quarters to the cause.
Ding. Ding.
I'm like, thank you. and I just offended everybody. So
what offends you descends you.
What offends you defends you. Or wait, what?
Descends you.
Oh, sorry.
It leaves.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. I'm a spiritual being here. Give me that little drum thing.
Oh, right. Yes, the drum. Anyways. So you have a song for us?
I do. You know, I just started writing recently. Trying to, you know, get my toes in that
Ooh,
pond.
Nice. Yeah.
So I wrote this song, and I actually played it at the, competition.
Yeah, the songwriter competition?
Yeah, that Franco did, and all those people. And and it got me through the next round, so that was cool.
Nice.
That was a really neat experience, but yeah, that's the song.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of about going through a really hard time and a really dark time, and just really wanting to get better and improve myself for the ones around me. You know, trying to, you know, be the best for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what this is.
Nice.
So maybe somebody can relate out there.
See me crying, and I can't sleep tonight. Bad thoughts are creeping in, mornings do feel bitter. I just don't know where to get. No overthinking, 'cause I'm stressed. Stressed from overthinking. And when I wake up in the morning, I feel like I'm sinking. And I can't take all these thoughts. Can't take the depression, I can't keep going on this way forever. And I promise you that one day I'll do everything I can. Finally try to get a little better. Finally get myself together. I don't want you to worry, and I won't be okay. And I won't live in darkness when I won't always be this way. Some days I feel I've lost control, feel like I can't take it all. But I have people who love and support me to get when I fall. And I am strong, and I will keep on pushing. And I have faith, even when temptation is pulling. And I won't let my thoughts consume me, and I will try my best. Even though right now I am overthinking, cause I'm stressed. Stress from overthinking. And when I wake up in the morning, feel like I am sinking. I can't take all these thoughts, I can't take the depression. I can't keep going on this way forever. And I promise you that one day I'll do everything I can. I will try to get a little better, finally get myself together. Oh, finally get myself together. Oh, finally get myself together. Oh, finally get myself together. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Sorry, I have to read my lyrics because I don't know what happens when I'm nervous or like anything.
Oh, yeah.
Multitask happens. It's like they're just gone.
That's like the one part of being a musician that I can't even fathom. It's like, okay, where do I get these lyrics from?
Exactly.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. I would...
You could play something 1,000 times and you'll still forget it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely get it. Would you like to start off with some of our questions?
Sure. So, living or dead, a dream artist that you would like to collaborate with?
Okay, interesting. So there's like way too many to choose from. But right now, one of my absolute favorite...
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Artist is Shaky Graves. He's just incredible. Like, his voice, his vibe, his, like, he does the guitar and the foot drum, kind of like Jared. You
oh,
know,
yeah, yeah.
Which we just talked about in his, you know. But,
yeah, yeah.
I think he's so awesome, and I've had the pleasure of seeing him live, and he just rocks. So I would love to do something with him. That would be my choice.
Nikki, get him online.
Yeah, come on, hit him up. Yeah.
let's make this happen.
Right on it.
Let's make magic happen.
That's right. when did you? So, oh no, you told us. Sorry, I just like derailed myself.
That's okay.
Yep. So
we all do that.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, how long have you been playing? But I know you've been playing since 15. That's amazing, actually. You know what? What was the first song that you learned how to play?
So the first song I learned how to play was Simple Man.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, Simple
wow.
Man, good old Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it's funny because every single time my grandparents go out to see me, he's like Simple Man. throws five bucks in my tip buck. He's like, you need to play this.
Yeah.
Like, all right, Pop.
Aww.
it's really sweet. But
yeah,
that's the first song I ever learned.
That's a crazy good song to pick for your first song.
It's a good song. You know?
Yeah.
It never goes out of style.
Nope. And what else? So you've been playing for a long time. And
with a break in between.
With a break in between. How was it getting back out there after that hiatus?
It was scary.
Was it?
It was really scary. You know, I started playing at home and just kind of learning some songs. And Jared was really the one that kind of got me back out.
Because,
you know, I was really nervous and really shy. And I couldn't really do it quite on my own yet. So he kind of took me under his wing and showed me the ropes. And kind of gave me some confidence to be able to do it myself. You know?
Right. I mean, and it shows, like, the times I've seen you, like, I would not have guessed that there was any, like, you know, nervousness or anything like that.
Oh, I'm freaking out every single gig.
Yeah.
I shouldn't admit it, but yeah, it's like, well, it's scary up there, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did it once. Twice. I did it twice for, like, a high school talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
The lights are all on you, all eyes, God. And it's like,
yeah,
scary.
They're like, you miss one note, and they're like, ha ha. Like, son of a...
It's good to remember, though, if you go to see people, you're not really noticing every little flaw they do.
No.
You're your own worst critic. You know, you make one wrong little thing, nobody notices.
Nobody really notices.
And it's not like they remember it for their entire lives. Remember that one time that one girl sang that wrong chord? Right. Like,
We always have, like, a habit of making it way worse in our minds than it actually really is.
And that's the thing, you know. So once you realize that, it helps you to kind of be able to do it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Was the guitar the only instrument that you gravitated towards?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to learn piano. I really kind of want to learn the drums, too. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But guitar is really the only thing.
Well, I mean, the way that you play, it really complements really well your voice.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate that. Yeah. Oh, you guys.
Oh, stop.
Oh, shucks.
All right. So, I don't... Nikki, do you I'm sharing the camera today. Nikki, would you like to dive in with another question?
Sure. Where, anywhere in the world, would be your dream venue to perform at?
Okay. So, I don't really have one. Honestly, I'm just incredibly grateful to play anywhere that they let me play. It's such an honor, you know, to play anywhere. But I guess if I had to choose one, I kind of want to play at Warped Tour.
Yes.
Feed my inner angsty teenager. That would be it.
Oh, yes.
I think.
That's a good
wherever
choice.
They play, just at Warped Tour.
That's a good choice, for sure.
I thought so.
Yeah. Well, can you share a moment when you felt like you achieved a major milestone?
I could. You know, like I said, I haven't really been doing it too long as of, you know, now, but... And it might seem trivial, but to me, this was just the sweetest thing. And it just sticks with me to this day. I was at this gig and this little girl comes up and they were having fun. They were dancing and whatever. And she comes up and asks me for my autograph.
Aww.
And I was just like, my heart melted. And I was like, that was just like core memory. I don't know. Aww. That was just so honestly, that was really. Like,
that's so sweet.
It was just the sweetest thing. And I don't know why that stuck with me, but it was just, well, I do know why, because it was really sweet. But
yeah,
that was just like my monumental moment. Like just a little girl looking up to me. It's like, that's why we do it.
And then like 2 or 3 years from now, that'll be on eBay.
Or it's somewhere lost in her car, but still regardless, it's probably crumpled up in her pocket, but still, yeah.
No, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's cool. I mean, that's why we do it. Like, you know, we want to encourage our next generation, like, hey, pick up a guitar.
Yeah.
Play some piano. Pick up an instrument.
Yeah, and just feel, you know, like, use it as an outlet.
Exactly.
I think a lot of people could use that.
Yeah. So, speaking of outlet, let's do another song.
Okay. All right. So maybe I'll do a cover.
Sure.
And then I have one other original I can play, too.
Okay.
So it's up to you.
We got you covered.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here all day, folks.
All right, Nikki, you said you liked this song. Am I allowed to say us. You can say whatever you like.
The FCC can't touch us here.
Okay, excellent. Okay. I try to keep it PG, you know, but every once in a while it slips out.
You're fine.
All right.
Practice ain't the real, ain't got no crystal ball. I had $1 million tonight, and I'd spend it all if I could find Anna, not Sancho that she's found. But I'd pop a cap in Sancho, and I'd slap her down. I really wanna know, my baby. Wait till I get back, find a dinner of my own. Daddy's got a love wanting on, and I feel the break, and I gotta live it out. No young up, and I swear that I really wanna know.
Censorship here.
Yeah, that's right.
You see the. So I guess there is censorship here.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that happens. That's terrific. That's terrific.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
That was great. Playing that song.
That I can see.
Yeah, that's a fun cover.
Everybody loves that song.
That's a great song.
You know
song.
What I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's a great song. So you must have had music, been surrounded by music for a good chunk of your life.
Yeah, you know, my mom is Heidi Jo.
The infamous Heidi Jo.
So we always had music. I mean, you know, she used to do what I'm doing when I was in her belly.
Aww.
You know what I mean? She used to play like 9 months pregnant, you know, trying to like play, you know what I mean?
So you had like AirPods before anybody else.
Basically.
Had AirPods.
Yeah. And I remember going to her gigs and watching her and just thinking it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And then my brother started playing music, and I was like, well, I kind of have to now.
Right?
It wouldn't be right if I didn't.
Oh my gosh. And then is there anybody else in the family that plays? Or
So my grandmother, she plays guitar and sings.
Wow.
You know, she has a beautiful voice. You know, my grandfather plays drums. You know, my husband too. My husband plays. He comes up with me and plays.
That's cool.
You know, so I was surrounded by like a lot of musicians.
That's so awesome.
So it's awesome.
I know. And then too, the circuit that you're playing, all these venue places, they also have, because you're doing a lot of open mics.
Yeah.
And so you're joined by a lot of other musicians. And what's great about that is just seeing how tight-knit all you guys are. how very supportive you are of each other.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, is building each other up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no competition. It's just musicians promoting and just like supporting musicians.
Yeah. And I love seeing the community, the support you guys, and just enjoy the fun time, the fun music. And
it's always a blast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And networking too. Like, that's so huge.
Oh yeah.
The magic happens when people network and get to know each other and share ideas, and it's just like so awesome.
Oh, right.
To be a part of.
But it's so cool too that you've had that music as part of your upbringing, mm-hmm. and having that enveloped with your family, and just, you know, cuz it's really cool you know, seeing when you do have the opportunity to jam with your bro.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's so cool.
And, you know, my mom will get together sometimes. It's very rare that we're all together.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It doesn't happen enough. But when we all get together and my meme's there and we're all jamming, and it's just so fun.
So when this show starts bringing in the big bucks, I will pay to have all you guys come down. We'll do a family reunion band.
We can, like, make the Partridge Family.
Yes.
Oh, we can make that happen.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Like, next time they're down, I'll let you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I'll call it a work. Sorry, work.
Something came up.
Yeah, but seriously, no, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've had my meme come out once to the open mic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she was so nervous, but she did so good.
Oh, that's nice.
She's fun.
I know, and it's funny too, because there's a lot of other musicians out there that also have family members that are also musicians that also do the mm-hmm. open mics. I'm like, it's a family event.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I'm Nikki.
Nick. Nicholas.
Hello.
Nick. Oh, wait, too soon.
That'll.
No.
No. Nope, too soon, sorry.
No.
I've been canceled.
That joke might make sense next week.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Lydia, you want to feel the next question?
Sure.
All right.
Do you have a guilty pleasure song?
So I do. I have a couple. You know, just cheesy pop punk as a whole is just my vibe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if I had to pick a song, it'd probably be Stacey's Mom.
Yes!
Okay.
Stacey, she's got it going on.
She does.
Yes.
And, you know, my best friend growing up, her name was Stacey.
Oh,
and
nice.
Her mom had it going on, you know? And we just sang it to her all the time. And unfortunately, that friend is no longer with us.
Oh.
So I think that song is just like a little reminder of her.
Yeah.
So every time it comes on, it's like,
Stacey's
super
here.
Cheesy, but it's, you know.
Stacey's here.
Stacey's here, right. But that song is just the best.
Oh,
I love that song.
I could really go for a hot dog.
Real bad.
Real bad. Oh, that's beautiful. That's the other thing too, is that songs will remind us of people. We'll have that connection with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes it special. I mean, that's what music is about. Like, it's not just the happiness, it's also the sorrow, the love, the despair, like all
the emotions. Whole spectrum
the whole
of emotions.
Spectrum. Yeah.
And if it doesn't hurt the first time, you got to listen to it again to make it hurt.
Yeah.
You know, some of those songs, we've all done that.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't hurt enough.
That's right. That's right.
You got to just crank it and do it again.
Yep, absolutely. Oh, that's cool. I've absolutely just had music involved in my life too, just for a long time. And you know, you when you listen to music, it's kind of like a theme, like your life's theme songs,
right? You're like the main character in your own movie for a while.
Cool. So now that you're out there doing these gigs, have you come across any crazy encounters so far?
Not a ton, you know.
No.
I haven't had any wild nights or anything. There was this one time, though, I just left a gig. And, you know, my husband goes with me to every single gig.
Oh, good.
You know, like 90% of them.
Nice.
So he was with me. We were walking out, and this guy that was in the bar that I was in
Yeah.
was, like, doing the boxer dance, and he was ripping his shirt off and rolling up his pants, and he was like getting all amped up. He's like, "Don't mind me, I'm just getting ready for someone." I'm like, "Good luck with that, buddy. I'm gonna get out of here."
Wow.
He's like, he's all sweaty and stuff. I'm like, I'm gonna leave now.
I would say that would be a crazy thing, but that's pretty normal for around here.
I don't get out much, so that's like a whole new world.
But no, I totally get that. Oh my God. No, it's when people get wild.
They do. They just get unhinged.
Yeah, they really do. Yeah.
Yeah, but that was about it.
Okay.
So nothing super crazy. You know, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing.
No, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to, like, well, there was this one guy I came in with four clowns.
Right.
Actually, yeah, wasn't the one of our previous stories like that? Like a mascot came in to
I would have loved that.
Oh my God, could you imagine
a guy in a banana suit or something?
Right?
Yeah, that.
Oh, okay. So you know what? I'm gonna do that.
You're gonna do that thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. So,
okay. Does Amazon Vine have a banana costume?
I'm looking.
Does it?
I'm so gonna.
But you
find
have to wear it.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll do
okay.
it.
Okay,
I'll do it. Like I'll come to the show and I'll just like peanut butter.
That guy would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'm a little disappointed you don't have it now.
I know, I am too. Yeah, there's a song. And I wish it was by Glass Animals. And it's like, oh my gosh, something banana. It sounds like banana. I don't think that's the actual lyric, but it sounds like
banana.
Sounds like
so
banana.
In your head, you sing it as banana.
Yeah,
that one.
Huh.
Late night, all I think about is you. That one?
Oh, it may be.
That's the only song I know by them, too.
Yeah. But it's, I want to do a TikTok of me dressed up as a banana and dancing to it.
Well, get the suit!
More than one reason to own a banana suit.
Right?
We already should, but, you know.
I know. Every American should have a banana suit. We're going to make America banana. I got shut down.
There's a lot of profanity in this episode.
I got shut down.
No, we're supposed to be using our imaginations.
Imagination.
Reading Rainbow. I love that movie.
Cue the Rainbow.
Movie, I want to say. Series. Anyways, yes.
Oh, wait. What is it? Butterfly in the Sky.
Oh, my God. Can we just... We're doing a whole improv.
Did that just unlock something?
Yeah. Butterflies in the sky. Oh, I'm off key.
I can fly twice as high.
Reading.
Take a look. It's in a book. Reading Rainbow.
You.
That's like kicking it back. That's like.
Yes.
That's like, what, late 80s, 90s?
Yeah, early 90s. Yeah. With Lamar Burton.
Oh my God! Yes,
iconic.
Yes, yeah. Like there's a series of wholesome guys. He's one of them.
Mr. Rogers, Ross,
Steve Irwin.
Yep.
Yes,
the
ones that died too soon.
The pillars of just
wholesomeness.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that's what you know. I like about your music. Your music is the pillar.
Of wholesomeness.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
See, kids, I'm a pro. Kinda.
Procrastinator.
Procrastinator. Oh, I got dissed.
Oh, that was quick.
Rightfully so.
Quick with a joke.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm witty like that.
Yeah, witty.
Witty. Nikki.
Chris.
Would you have another question?
Lay it on me.
Do it.
Yeah.
See, it's not so easy, is it?
Am I that hard to talk to?
No, you know what it is? It's the brains. Our brains are like...
My brain is not writing.
It's been a really long day.
It's been a long day.
We've been here all day, and it's been so fun.
It's been fun.
It's been so fun.
It's been fun. You know what my problem is that there's... So I... If you... I've seen it, and I'm just making it all about me, but I have, like, these two guys behind the control panel, and one guy's like, hey, I'm going to take a break for 5 minutes. You keep, you know, you watch over the control panel. The guy's like, okay. And then, like, you know, a minute later, that guy's like...
taking a snooze.
Just taking a snooze. The other guy's like, he fell somewhere. can. And that's it. Brain's like, done.
All right, land the plane.
Land the plane. Yeah.
That like crash. 5 o'clock crash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's real.
It's 5:15 right now, and I feel it.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of which,
I never got to ask my question.
She's going to kill me, folks. No,
I saw
ahead.
That look.
Take it away.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I thought of my next question, though.
I thought of a nice one, too, but now it's like not, it seems forced.
Oh, don't just force it.
Hey, if you have to force a fart, it's probably shit, okay? Yes, that is true. So any advice that you would give aspiring musicians starting out?
Yes, I do have some, for whatever it's worth. I think that meeting people and connecting with other musicians is so important, because it's just like you learn so much from each other, and just like immersing yourself into the scene. Just in this past year, I've met so many just like awesome people, and just That's learned cool. so much about the industry, about just like just actual playing, actual singing, you know. And it's just, I think that that's so important.
Oh yeah,
it's just, yeah, don't like exclude yourself, like go out, meet people, you know.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the biggest part. It's like, you know, just getting out there, meeting new people.
Yeah.
The musicians, I'm telling you, there are like 1,001 times a million personalities out there. Yeah.
And be open to like learning stuff. What's the word I'm looking for? Help me out.
Criticism?
Yes. Just open to just information, learning, open.
You know, and a lot of musicians have their own like little tricks of the trade.
Exactly.
And just kind of like, it's, yeah, they share, and then, you know, you learn, pick up things. And
that's just how you grow, you know? And it's just, I think that that's super important.
That's cool. So you have a busy schedule. Like,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I, not only are you out there performing music, you're writing your own music, but you're a mom?
I have a mom. We homeschool, so they're with me constantly.
Oh, wow.
And I have a real job.
Really?
I do. I'm a PCA a couple times a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I'm busy.
Do you sleep?
What is that word? What is
sleep?
That?
Yeah.
No, I do surprisingly sleep.
Oh, that's good.
I'm, like, I think just tired all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's normal.
That's normal. That's especially normal. In this day and age, you know. We're all doing double duty to make sure that the food stays on the table and that the lights stay on.
Exactly.
You know.
It's a hustle.
It's a hustle.
It's a hustle for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm very busy. I usually do, like, 1 to 3 gigs a weekend.
Nice.
Trying. So, yeah. Every once in a while, I'll have a burnout day, and I'm like, I am not talking to anybody. I am not doing anything.
Oh.
Everybody just...
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, mom's closed.
Mom, yes, leave me alone.
Like, I'll be back. Just...
Yes, put the sign on the door, like,
yeah.
Do not disturb.
Like, I shall return at 5.
Yes. Yes. Like, yeah. So, but it's good. You know, it's just, I like it.
Yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we do the things that we love. And when we do the things that we love, it's not work.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
It just goes by quick. And yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. Well, we're needy here.
Oh.
Yeah, we are. I'm telling you. It's... We
we're
have
all
to,
a little needy.
We are.
Yeah.
We have to get, like, at least 10 songs in. Otherwise, our it's like a crack addiction. Like,
right.
You know, we need music.
Right.
Do you have another song?
I do. Yeah. Let me just put on my stress chapstick. I'm surprised I have not used this
yet.
Yeah. Anybody that knows me knows that I apply chapstick in like 35 seconds.
I'm going to put on my stress lip. This time I'm not eating the wrapper.
Yeah,
that's probably good.
Because that took
that was bad
weeks for that to come out. Of my
Did you ever take those as a kid and like make grills out of them?
Oh my god!
Done that?
That's brilliant.
You haven't done that?
No,
oh, you haven't lived.
Or like a gum wrapper and you put it on your teeth.
See, we used to do. Well, I think we would fold them. I don't know how my buddies did it, but we would fold it and then like we would whistle with it. And it was like. Really extra loud.
I've never heard of that either. I mean, I've heard of like the blade of grass, which I can't do.
I can do the blade of grass.
Blade of grass,
yeah.
And the acorn top.
I used to be able to do that. I at least reached that level of childhood. But so another song, huh? Well, I wrote this song kind of recently. Some of the other songs that I've written, like I said, have been kind of just like sad and, you know, about like some hard, dark times trying to get through them.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to write a fun song, you know, why not?
Sure.
I'm still kind of trying to find what I want to do, my sound, my vibe, whatever. I don't have one yet.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just experimenting. Okay. So this one's a little bit happier. It's kind of just about like having a fun time with somebody you love.
Oh, I love that.
So here it is.
Okay.
Just enough to make me whole. It's great to know you still got me in your chokehold. Love the way you look at me. Know the effect it has on me. It might make me a little weak in the knees.
Tempo.
Yeah, it's fun, you know. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, that was great.
Thanks.
So, as you're going out and playing at these venues, are you able to like really work up the crowd?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, there's been really good nights and really just, you know, not so great nights.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, and those are my favorite nights when everybody's like vibing and they're like singing along and you're like, you know, doing all the things that people are just like having fun with.
Yeah, I love that too. I mean, some of the most special moments. Sorry, I said chocolate. some of the most special moments out there recording for musicians have been when the audience really gets involved.
Yes.
And, yeah.
It's like they're vibing, you're vibing, and you just vibe.
Oh yeah.
You know,
it's a vibe.
It's just such a vibe. I said vibe like 17 times.
And they're all staying in the broadcast.
Yeah. All 100 of them.
All 100.
Turn into a drinking game. I'll be dead.
Oh, yeah.
Then she'll be vibing. Nikki, do you have another question?
I have another question. Okay. What is your favorite song to perform and why?
So lately I've been really, really loving that Something in the Orange song by Zach Bryan.
Love.
Yeah.
I love that song. I don't know. There's just something about every, there's just something about it. I just, there's just something about it.
It's just very raw and real.
It is very raw. Yeah. It's very real. You know, I really like that style of music, that very just raw, real kind of country-ish. It just, it's like they're speaking from their heart. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of metaphors and stuff. I just, I've really been into that song lately.
It like, it helps you connect. You find like a, a relatable sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool.
So yeah, that's been my favorite song to play lately. There's been other songs I've really liked to play, but right now that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, and that's the interesting part too, is that like, as time goes along, you kind of, your taste in music kind of also evolves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey, like, you know. I know when I started listening to music, I fell in love with Led Zeppelin. Like, Led Zeppelin.
I mean, how could you not?
Oh, I know. I know. And I still love them. But now I'm like, okay, like, I'm so open to, like, all types of music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's great about, you know, watching you guys perform out there is, and having you guys come into the studio, is we get a taste of that. We get a taste of all the different types of music that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we haven't had a bad show. So, you know, and we're not going to.
No, of course not. No. Definitely not. It'll never happen.
It'll never happen.
No.
Not on my watch. but yeah, no, it's great. So, is there someone or something that inspired you to? I think I already know the answer.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, my mom, obviously. Yeah. You know, she was just like an inspiration. You know, to both me and my brother.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, how can you not growing up with that?
And it's so great, like I said, it's so great that you've had that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everybody has that, right?
Yeah. So it was really neat, you know. How can you not? I mean, she's playing guitar on the couch and you're sitting there watching and, you know, it's just, yeah, so she's definitely been an inspiration. And also my brother, too. You know,
I'm
so proud of that kid. It's insane.
Yeah.
You know, I watch what he's doing and I was like, I want to do that, too.
Well, I have to admit, I have to say that musical talent must be hereditary, must be in the genes, because your whole family is just like rocking it. Yeah, I know Jared. He's such a you know, ambitious.
He is
young kid and
he is
talented.
Extremely,
yeah,
extremely. I don't know how he does the whole like foot drum tambourine thing. I'm like,
seriously.
I can't do like. The whole, like, pat my head, rub my tummy thing, let alone that.
No, my brain will, like, start smoking.
Mine will explode. I just can't do it. But
yeah.
Not only that, but it's the fact that he has, like, one little tambourine on, like, the toe of his boot. And then he's got the bigger one, like, around his ankle. But then he's got, like, a full-blown, like, drum on the other foot.
I don't know how he does it.
And
man.
He's just doing everything.
Yeah.
That's a lot of coordination right there.
That way.
It's a lot of coordination.
Oh, it is. Like he could probably do one of those one-man band things.
Oh, for sure.
100%. Yeah, he is.
He's doing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Actually, he's doing it in half an hour.
Yeah, no, there we go. Yeah, right, yeah, right, right. I know, people. Yeah, and I'm telling you, what a honor it was to see you and your bro doing some songs
We're
together.
We're so lame, aren't we?
No!
It's... I love it.
It was so sweet. Yeah.
You know, and it's like as we've grown up too, we've gotten closer and
that's cool.
You know, it's just nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean what better thing to have you bring you guys closer is music.
Yeah.
You
know? Music brings everybody together in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. Let's see. How are we doing on time? Ooh.
We got time for one more song.
Oh, of course.
Oh, what kind of song?
Course.
What kind of song? I have some covers.
Well,
I wouldn't be opposed to Zach Bryan.
I was just okay. going to
On that
go there.
Note, I will play Zach Bryan.
Yes.
Excellent. Because why not?
Why not?
We're only talking about him. So.
That's right. Thank you.
say I miss you, I know that you're gone. I miss you in the morning when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me when I'm done. And to you, I'm just a man, don't me all I am with a head and eyes forced to hold. Now poison myself again, something in the orange tells me I'm a golden home. And if you live today, and I'll just stare at the way your judge is all things so around. No great trees to do, oh well, I just hate you. Please tell me if I get around.
Understand why he likes Zach Bryan.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good artist, you know?
He is, absolutely.
Yeah, that's always a fun song.
Yeah, nice. Well, thank you so much for coming in and dropping some tunes and sharing.
Thank you so much to you guys for having me. It's been so awesome. And just, I want to thank everybody who supported me along the way. You know, my friends, my family, husband, my kids, you know, everybody. Yeah. You know, it's such a pleasure to be able to do what I love doing and help to support my family while doing it.
That's cool.
You know, it's just incredible. And
yeah,
I'm just starting out, but I'm hoping to just keep growing.
Well,
I'm telling you,
I'm looking forward to hearing more.
Thank you.
And seeing and do some more, you know, especially the original music. I mean, you got it covered everywhere, but especially the original music.
That's, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll get some stuff out there, you know,
yeah,
pretty soon.
Cool.
I'll try. I'm trying to dip my toes into like recording.
Yes,
it's a really scary world, but you know,
lucky for you, I know a guy with a recording studio.
Well, hey,
I know a guy.
Yes,
shameless plug.
But yeah, no.
But yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been so fun.
No,
you guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks. It's fun what we get to do here, but it's important
yeah.
because it's like I said, getting the music out there, letting the people know the musician behind the music.
Yeah.
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 Because, you know, we're all people.
We are all people. Yes. Yes.
We all have our history of ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And a common theme is that music pulls us back up.
That is true. Music is a universal language.
It is.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
and on that note, that's so cheesy.
It's like a fortune cookie. But yeah, no, so if people wanted to, find your music, yes, and listen to it,
So I have a link tree.
Okay.
Which makes me feel super professional.
Professional.
I know. So I have a link tree and it's just linktree.com/AmberShadesMusic.
Okay.
And that has my YouTube channel with some covers and my Facebook and my Instagram and my email in case anybody wanted to email me.
Oh, nice.
So all of that is on there, just the collection, all of those things.
And, yeah, if you guys are out in the New England area, you usually do a lot of shows in North Central.
Yeah.
Worcester, you know, area.
Yeah, our area. But I am trying to branch out to, like, Maine.
Oh, really?
I've tried to reach out to, like, York Beach,
I
Hampton.
Know some people.
Wow. You know a guy.
I do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're going to talk later.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
I don't blame you for Maine, because Maine's beautiful.
Yeah, I go there every summer, so it'd be so cool to be able to go on vacation and, like, play a show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the goal. That's what we're trying to do.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Explore the world a little. New England.
Yes. Yes. Trust me, that's the whole world is New England.
Basically. All we need is right here.
Right, exactly. Well, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Love having you come down. And I'm telling you, we will make it happen. We will have a whole family reunion here.
Yes. All of us at this table.
Yes.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
If I have to bribe her, you
right,
know.
Right?
Guilt trip. Come see your grandkids. They really want to see you.
Oh, that's...
Not that she doesn't already, but, you know.
That's diabolical.
I'll lay it on thick.
Yeah.
Then we'll just sneak her in here.
Yeah, or, you know, or have the kids, like, record a video with the kids being
Grammy,
like,
I really want to see you. Grammy, please.
It's been... And bring your guitar.
And bring your guitar, too. And you, too, Meme.
Oh. Hmm.
That's not suspicious.
What are we doing? I don't know. Just come.
Just get in the car.
Why are we in this building?
It's weird here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
Well, thanks again. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. Nikki, would you mind telling the beautiful people out there in the other side of the screen where they can find us?
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook at the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, and you can also find us on YouTube, and that is Musical Chairs Mass.
You got it.
I don't have my thing up right now. That's why.
Oh, you're winging it.
I am winging it. Look at me go.
Look at you go.
Ka-ka.
Yeah. And not only that, but then when this episode, drops. I know all the cool kids say drop. You'll also be able to find us anywhere that major podcasts are being streamed. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. You know, Samsung has a podcast.
Really?
Yeah. It's people, those Android people. And
green people.
And Samsung will never be a sponsor for us. yeah. So anywhere where you find a podcast, you'll find us. Awesome. And yeah. So thank you again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys. So that's a wrap. That's been another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts.
Bye.
Bye.